Hi, everyone. Before we get started, I just wanted to let you know that your girl is on Patreon. What Else Is Going On podcast, aka WEIGO, WEIGO, is on Patreon. So if you feel so inclined and want to support your girl that way, you can head on over to patreon.com/WEIGO podcast. That's patreon.com/WEIGO podcast, WEIGO podcast. Now, if you don't want to be on a monthly recurring thing, I totally understand that. But if you want to support, you can head on over to buymeacoffee.com/WEIGO, WEIGO. Again, buymeacoffee.com/WEIGO, because you know a girl be trying to put in some work and a coffee could help me stay awake. So those are your two options. And if you don't want to do either of those things, if you could rate, review, and subscribe and share with your friends, I would love that. Now, on to the episode.
The following podcast is a CJ Media production.
Welcome to the What Else Is Going On podcast, the intersection where pop culture life and real life meet up. Get ready to deep dive into all things reality TV and the dichotomy of loving the game, but not necessarily the players, when they start to reflect real life issues like deep-seated discrimination and a world rooted in racism. Feeling conflicted because I love
Clip.
And I also have to chant Black Lives Matter. Buckle your seatbelts and brace yourselves, because my foot is off the brake and this intersection gets busy. So come along for the ride so we can see what else is going on. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for coming back for another podcast episode of What Else Is Going On podcast. I am Taria. Thank you to all the listeners. And I just want to say right off the top, not only is this audio, but you guys know that I'm also on YouTube now. Not only do I post podcast episodes, but I talk about all things over there on YouTube. So please come on over and check me out. WEIGO podcast on YouTube. Today, I have a guest who I've been communicating with for almost 3 years. We met on social media's dating site for non-daters. If you're not dating, which is Instagram. I've met so many wonderful people on Instagram. I think we started out talking about Married to Medicine, I think maybe. And then we just kind of kept talking about some things. So I'm like, oh, you love pop culture too. You're going to have to come on the podcast. And a year later, because it wasn't him, it was moi, always trying to schedule, but always feeling like a hamster on a wheel. We are finally here to talk some Jersey, some Vanderpump Rules, probably touch on the Valley. Guys, please welcome to the podcast my friend Eric Anton. Did I say it right?
You did.
I wanted to make sure I said it right. Because y'all know in your head, you hear it one way, but then it's like, no, this is what it is.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for coming on so we can get into these topics.
Thank you for having me, Taria.
Of course. So listen, me and Eric were talking, or Eric and I were talking before, and we were talking about how we connected through our love of Bravo. And you said something that I thought was so spot on with the people in your life that don't watch either, whether it's Bravo or any type of reality show.
Yes, I said they are very kind and they're very sweet and they let me talk about the shows, but there is no light in their eyes when I'm talking about it.
They don't get that. It's like, did you see such and such? Yeah, can you believe it's just like,
Yeah, that's that show with the crazy angry ladies you watch.
Yes, yes. Or, oh yeah, I've heard of Nene, or I've heard of, like you said before, Bethany, or I've heard of, but not like, they don't know it like we know it.
No, you know, they don't know about the white refrigerator.
Not a white refrigerator, honey. Ghetto. Let me tell you, I knew that I married the right man, right? But last year, I'll never forget, it was my husband and I were leaving each other voice notes, and he wanted to, and I think I talked about this on the podcast, but he wanted to give me an example. And he was like, you know, when Erica and Tom were da 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 da. And I said, you've been paying attention.
That's a man, Savannah. That's a man.
So I want to start off before we jump in. And how did you come about your love of Bravo, and what show or any, did it start out with maybe a reality TV, not Bravo or not Housewives, reality TV that led you into Bravo?
I think I've been watching reality TV for like a long time. My gateway into reality TV was actually The Hills.
Okay.
Which was on when I was in high school.
How dare you? How dare you come on here and flaunt your age? Okay.
I am barely younger than you.
Okay.
And I just remember being like mesmerized, especially by Lauren Conrad, who I think is like, she's such an interesting reality TV personality because she's kind of like anti-personality. And yet she was the hero of the story, right?
Right, right.
But the like really interesting people kind of orbited around her, you know, like Kristen and Heidi and Spencer.
You know what? That's true. She's anti-reality TV personality, but yet she was the heroine, like you said.
Yeah. You know, which I'm sure was part of like from the producers, right? They like structured the story to be that way. I dipped in and out of the real world. My last full watching of the real world was Real World Las Vegas. Trisha's season.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was such a wild experience. And it was also, I felt, when the real world, when it like stopped being really real and the people coming on it had an awareness that they were on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
right? Yeah. Oh, Trishelle.
Right. And what, she was just back on
Traitors.
Yeah.
Which I did not watch because I don't love competition based shows. Oh, we see each other.
Let me tell you, I tried.
I tried because people kept being like, you have to watch Phaedra, Phaedra, Phaedra. Yep. And I was like, I'll try.
And I couldn't. I think I did two episodes, and I wanted to be able to get in on the talk, but it was like, sometimes your voice is not needed. And I was like, my voice is not needed in this Traitors arena because I have no idea what's going on. And I'm just not a reality. I'm just not a competition based.
Yeah, I can't do it either. I'm like, well, if the whole show was just them, like, I don't know, having dinner and like trying to stab each other in the back, maybe, but
right, right.
Then they go out in the woods and do things and I don't care.
I'm not like, I loved, even though I didn't know what it was about, I saw everywhere people talking about Phaedra saying, oh Lord, not Ekansu or something. And I was like,
yeah,
oh, okay, that's probably funny, but I have no idea what it's about.
What it's about. Yeah.
I would listen to recaps of it, but not watch
Me
the show.
Too.
You're like, okay, I got it.
Yeah, same. I was like, I got the gist. I'm here.
I'm here. That's it. And then we did see that Kenya Moore posted.
I know.
And then deleted. And
who
somebody confirmed Dorinda, but I can't remember. Who was it that allegedly confirmed Dorinda?
Was it like Page Six
or
the Daily Mail?
Yeah,
something
somebody.
Like that.
Yeah. So I guess that'll be interesting. But again, I probably won't be able to watch.
Yeah, I don't think I might try for Kenya. One of my toxic traits is I love Kenya more.
I was going to say, are you a team twirl?
I am a team twirl. I am. With all of her, you know, I understand why she's so tough for some people.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, there are people on these shows that like resonate with us for whatever reason. And she resonates with me.
I'm finding myself getting there.
You're getting there. Yeah. Wait, I think you've talked about that, like how you can have an appreciation for what people bring to their show, even if you don't really like them.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's one. And I know the whole Kenya versus Portia. And there were a lot of people that were Portia. And then after watching Portia's Family Matters, or AKA Portia's Family Meth, people are like, oh, I'm going to be honest and throw myself on the stake and say that I was, if we have to say a team, but I was with Portia, but I also was not shocked at Portia's family mess. If you you could watch Atlanta and see Portia for in her ways. It's oh, some people that are like, oh my God, it's new to me. It's like, no, it was never new to me. I just chose to be with that messy versus the other messy. And I was messy. Yeah, you know, and I was happy when her and Kenya mended fences with their babies. And I was I was so happy. And I was very disappointed in Portia because as soon as her and Nene made up, she turned on Kenya. It was very apparent.
That part. Yeah.
So yeah. I have an appreciation for Kenya more. And I will say when Watch What Happens Live was virtual, it was her birthday and I did the virtual audience and I asked her a question, but I sang happy birthday to her. But soon as I came on screen, she said, "Hey, gorgeous." And I said, "Oh, okay. I get you." That's all it took, shallow.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah, that's all it would take for me too. There are some celebrities like I kind of intensely dislike, but I know that if I ever were to meet them, I'd be like, "You're amazing."
Because it's different. And then sometimes when you actually meet a person, it's different.
Yeah.
Now, how do you feel about that? Because I kind of feel a little bit of a way about that. You know, back when reality TV first started, let's say specifically Housewives, they weren't trying to play into an archetype. Mm. They were just being who they were. Cameras were following, yeah. Right? So when you met them in real life, maybe you were actually meeting the real version of them. Now I find, I'll use Ashley Darby, for instance. People that have met her in real life always say, she's so different than her being on the show. People have said that about other housewives, but like I said, for Ashley, I'll just, because she's the first one that comes to mind. Mm. In a way, for me, that's good. But in a way, also, it's like, it's letting me know that you're playing a character then. I understand playing a heightened version of yourself. That's one thing. But for you to be completely different, it's like, then what are we watching?
Yeah, I get your point. I think sometimes, too, it might be like the environment of the show might change, like literally how you are.
That's
and
true.
How you interact with the people.
That's true.
Not to be an Ashley apologist.
Here we go, our first fight.
No, it's not going to be a fight. I was prepared. I like Ashley. your face.
I'm laughing because you, when you said you prepared, because you listened to me, so you know. Yeah,
I know. And I want to say here, everything you and other people say about Ashley and how she moves on the show is 100% true. And I acknowledge that.
Thank you for that.
I just still like her.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
But I do think that's a good point. I think especially the advent of social media has made everyone so hyper aware of like real-time feedback they're getting.
Yeah.
And I think lots of the housewives fall into the trap of like trying to please the audience.
Yeah.
Kyle Richards, I feel, does this every year, except Kyle never like does she thinks the audience is going to feel one way and they always feel the opposite way.
It's like, oh, almost like, oh, I don't resonate with you, but I sort of feel bad for you because every season
a little bit. Yeah, I'm like, oh, Kyle, you got it wrong again.
You've been doing this for so long,
so long.
Speaking of Kyle, real quick, so we see that she took Umansky off of her social media.
Yes, I did see that. I'm tired, Taria. You know, either tell us everything and let us know what's actually going on, or have your terrible marriage disintegrate in private. Like, I can't with the, like, she breadcrumbs, you know?
Yes. Yeah. And with her castmates, it's just be honest. Just be honest.
Be honest. And then, Like, will you be open and honest, Kyle? Oh, don't ask me questions about my marriage. That's private. Denise Richards would like a word.
Hello, hello, Denise would like a lot of words.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's this season coming up will be definitely interesting, an interesting.
It'll be interesting. Apparently, Dorit's still here, which. Oh.
Take a sip. Look, I couldn't, the water wouldn't even come out of the straw. I'm like,
Even the water doesn't want to eat.
listen, I will say maybe we'll get. And I hate to sound like, oh, we want this to happen, but we know, like, I'll just say if we're following real life, maybe we're going to get things that actually are happening in Dorit's life that we don't maybe know about. Maybe.
Maybe that would be actually compelling. If I have to, and I'm She went through a very traumatic thing, right? The
You can
I do
say
not just dis
it. It's a safe space.
if I have to sit through her in therapy crying about PTSD one more time.
It's like I haven't been through it, but I can only imagine, and I empathize with you because your kids were in the home,
Absolutely.
and your mind goes to what could have happened.
What could
We've
have
all been in
happened?
circumstances that we got out of that sometimes
Yes.
we reflect what could have happened. But I'm with you. I am with you, and it's. I don't want it to become a thing where you're weaponizing it against your castmates.
That
As they bring something up, you're like, well, I'm going through this.
that's the thing, and I felt like she did that all the time with Garcelle.
I say, oof.
And so this is just a little story. I don't often comment on Instagram because I'm a sensitive person, and I need to know like it's a safe space, and I'm not gonna get like 1,000 hate comments back. I can't handle it. Like, and I really have so much admiration for you and other content creators, because I can't imagine like the wild like DMs and comments y'all get. But there was another Instagram blog, I guess, as Nini would say. The
Say it
blogs.
again,
That I no longer follow, and I just left, and they made this post that was like, "Do you think the producers are setting Dorit up to look bad in the situation with Garcelle?" And I could not be silent. I was like, "No, I think Dorit is setting herself up by being constantly microaggressive." And Taria, like the so I got like two supportive comments from people who are like, amen, this part. And then just, I got flamed by people being like, this is liberal snowflake BS. And
What?
yes, it was wild to me.
I'm not even surprised though. It's everything has to be about that now and not just about recognizing, oh, hey, I pick up on this.
And that's what, yes, and that's what I don't understand. And Wendy touched on this a little bit with the colorism conversation. And Dorit, and often white people on the shows do this, they act as though being called racist is worse than the racism.
That's, and I think about it in terms like, okay, I'm black. So for me, I won't get it in that context, but let's just say it was the LGBTQ plus community
Right.
or the, a different community. Of course, I would be like, oh my God, if somebody said, Taria, these things you said, really, I would be more concerned. Like, I don't want you to think that I think that of you.
And
So
that's,
please tell me like,
yes.
not what is everybody else going to think of me?
Yeah, I don't understand the response of how dare you say that? Because part of being white in the world we live in is you're going to have implicit biases that you're not even aware of. And all you have to do when someone comes to you and is like, you said this or you did this, and it hurt me, is for you to say, I'm so sorry. I would never want to hurt you. Please tell me how I cannot do that. Or not even, please tell me, because we don't want to get into the like Black person, educate me, which is
Right, but
another thing Dorit did.
yeah. And I feel like it's good that we're having these conversations, because if a
Yeah.
person doesn't know, they can continue to offend not knowing.
Offend from a place of ignorance, right?
Yeah, and that's what it's like that. I think people think whether you're Black or whether you're from another marginalized community, I think when people get on these things and say, oh, it's woke liberals, we're not looking for an I got you moment, because the I got you moment doesn't feel good to the community that's being offended.
Right, there
So
you go.
I'm not looking
You
to say, caught you
no.
being racist.
Right? Yeah, I'm the same. Like, yay, you're homophobic. Like that's not a win for me.
Exactly. It's like it's no. I'm not trying to catch you. So that's exactly it. Like, no, we're not even trying to have those moments.
We would in fact love if these moments never happened, but
Yes.
unfortunately, the world we live in, they happen.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand why people get so defensive. Because Dorit was so defensive. And this was not the first conversation Garcelle had had like that with her.
Yeah.
This was the fourth or fifth we saw filmed.
Right. And if, to me, if you truly wanted an understanding, you could either Google or say,
Thank you.
Garcelle, I would like to hear your personal experience, because
Your
Google will
personal
tell me this
story.
one thing, but I really do either. If she really wanted to be friends with her or what have you, but I really want to understand your personal story.
And your perspective. And
Yes.
see, and it's so weird to me that Dorit can't do that for Garcelle because she asked Garcelle to do that for her. And she
Yes.
was like, but I'm Jewish.
It was
Well,
like,
okay.
right. Like, and then to
What's
me,
the
what stuck out to me was, it's clear that she doesn't have a sphere of Black friends. And listen, I get it. A lot of communities may not have friends outside of their community, if that's what you know what I mean? So I don't look at people like,
Yeah.
however, when Dorit asked her, I mean, when Garcelle had asked her what 2 seasons ago about her kids seeing like Black and Brown people, and she said, my mom's best friend is Black. When she went to that, it was like, it would have been better if you had said, you know what, Garcelle, they don't. Versus my mom's best friend, who we're still trying to find.
It's because she's not real.
Yeah. And I think there's a, I do think also two things can be true. Dorit is microaggressive. And I also think that sometimes you meet people and you're just like, I don't like, we don't vibe. And I wonder
I
if,
just don't, yeah, it's what Nini said this about Kenya. I can't remember which season. But I think it was Candy. It was like, what's your problem with Kenya? Like, she's trying so hard. And Nene goes, I just don't like the
it's like
bitch.
she just doesn't like her. And I don't know if that comes from feeling she's picking up on with the Dorit in the microaggress, or is it like, I
Or,
already don't like you and I'm trying, but now.
yeah, I'm trying so hard because I show up and I do my job, but it's real hard for me.
Yeah, it's like hard. If Dorit stays, and if we do see a fallout, I wonder what that will look like with her and Kyle, because we already know they have some friction.
Oh, that's so interesting to me. I, again, I'm like, Kyle Richards, don't you make me be on Dorit's side.
Well, I was gonna say, don't remember. And so it'll
But
be Dorit versus Kyle, maybe
maybe.
versus Garcelle, unless that changes. Like, I'm just interested to see the dynamics now.
I'm interested too. And I enjoyed this past season. I know there were a lot of people who didn't love it so much because I agree that Kyle not telling us about Mauricio and then begging everyone every episode to ask her about it and then getting angry about them asking was frustrating.
Yeah.
But I really like it. Beverly Hills is my favorite franchise
Okay.
because it's the first one I watched from the beginning like live in real time.
Okay.
So I have an affection for it. Although there have been some hard, like not hard, like because the content was hard, but just hard because it was like this is not a good show right now.
It's
Like
not clicking. It's not,
it's not clicking. I think they could use, well, I'm really sad that they got rid of Crystal.
Me too. You know, that was my girl.
I do, and I loved Crystal. I love Crystal.
Yeah, same.
And I thought she was finally coming into her own as a housewife.
Me too. I think that she was finally at the point where she was going to be okay speaking up and not worrying about the backlash, because we always
Yeah.
talk about these housewives. Oh, we don't want them changing because of the comments. But for me, I said in Crystal's case, she went against Sutton and got the most horrible racist thing said. So
It
then
was vile.
it was by, people accused her, oh, Crystal's not speaking up. She did that her first season, and y'all immediately took Sutton's side. And it just
Right? I'm like, well,
immediately coddled her.
no wonder she's quiet. You put your foot on her neck. Like,
And kept it there, and kept it
right.
there. So I'm really sad about that. But hopefully, and I thought she brought a freshness. And I don't want all of my housewives on 10 all the time anyway.
Okay, thank you. Some of my favorite housewives are the sleepier ones.
Because my nervous system can't take all
Yes, like I mean, and we're about to talk about Jersey, so
Oh,
buckle up.
right.
Although I think Rachel Fudo for me has kind of a sleepy energy,
Yeah.
and I actually like that about her.
Yeah.
But no, I think the calm housewife is kind of really important. Like Cynthia Bailey, I'm going to stand on this. I think Atlanta started to fall apart when they got rid of Cynthia.
Wow. Okay. Expand, expand, expound.
So I think Cynthia served a really important purpose in that if there were teams or sides, everyone for the most part always seemed okay with Cynthia. And Cynthia could go between the groups or bring the groups together, and they would like come together for Cynthia. And then Cynthia is also a really nice sounding board to your like louder personalities.
Yes, that's true.
Like, and like Kenya to me was at her best when she and Cynthia were friends.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what happened on that girls trip. I still don't know.
It was wild. Did you see that they're hanging out again? I
I
think,
did. I was glad. Yeah.
especially if they develop, I truly believe they developed a real friendship.
I do too. I think they were like friends in real life off the
Yeah.
show.
You know what I miss? And I was thinking about the other day,
What do you miss?
Halls versus Smalls. That randomly came into my head.
I loved the talls versus the smalls. That
That just
was
randomly
fun.
popped into my head, and I wanted to cry for the old Atlanta.
Oh, the glory
The
days
quality
when.
days.
When Atlanta was the best Housewives franchise,
And
like by several miles.
well, like your affinity and your affection for Beverly Hills, that's how I feel about Atlanta. That's always, no matter how bad, it still always has my
It's
heart.
got that place in your heart. Yeah,
Yeah, it's like no
I
one
get it.
would dethrone them in my heart. Well, we talked about social media and different things happening, so that will lead us straight into my home state, New Jersey.
The Garden State.
Listen, and people think that Jersey is this big. So, like, if I say I'm from Jersey, they're like, oh, it's funny. Being in Maryland, people always say to me, you have an accent. Oh, you must be from Jersey. And they're thinking North Jersey. And I'm like, baby, you haven't heard people from North Jersey if you think I'm from North Jersey.
Oh,
I'm from
no.
South Jersey. So,
Yeah, no,
Jersey is bigger than you think.
Yeah, I would never. No, people, and I know this is weird because Danielle's actually from Staten Island, but she sounds very North Jersey.
Yes. So it's so funny when people say that to me. I just had someone say that to me the other day. They were like, "You're not from Baltimore, are you?" And it's interesting. She was a passenger of mine. She was, and I didn't know that, and they didn't let me
Yeah.
know in the rideshare app. So it kind of started off contentious because she was looking for me to walk up to her door, and it was just a whole
Oh,
mess.
okay, yeah.
But we ended it very, you know, me walking her into her appointment, having a conversation with her. But she was like, "You're not from here, are you?" And I said, she probably picked up on it when I had an attitude. When she, I felt like she was coming at me, and I was like, "Oh, hold up." So, but I was telling her Jersey is bigger than what people think. Like,
Yeah,
I'm at the end
definitely.
of the turnpike. Go past exit one. Whereas when you get into exit seven and Trenton, I used to work in Trenton, and then exit seven, Great Adventure and all that stuff. Like, you get higher up in those numbers, different. So I'm trying to think. Okay, let's go. We'll just start talking about it now that way, because I want to make use of all the time that we have. Before we get into it, scene by scene, what was your overall feeling? Because you know how sometimes you watch an episode and you're like, Sheree, woo, woo, and then sometimes you're like, it's a yeah. What were your feelings watching this episode of Jersey? Hearing the music come on, seeing, you know, the voices, all of that stuff.
I had chills for the first minute and 30 seconds. The glass breaking at rails and D Dolores fr framed like Joan Crawford alone at a dining table, you know, looking like severe, like,
Cheekbones, like,
oh, the cheekbone. Dolores is so beautiful.
and I've seen her
Like,
in person. She is tiny and beautiful.
oh, I bet. And according to Jackie, even tinier now.
I know at BravoCon, I was shocked. So if
Were
she's,
you?
so this was, they filmed Jersey during BravoCon, or was it, was already filmed, I'm
I
thinking.
think that maybe had like just finished, like maybe they'd wrapped.
So then I can concur, like I was like, I couldn't believe how tiny she was.
How
Not just
tiny she's
her
gotten.
body, she's tiny.
Yeah. Ugh. And then, you know, the little snippets of what everyone's saying about each other, and it looks like everyone's relationships are changing, and
Disgusting.
then
I love when they say that. You're disgusting.
you're an animal. Oh, you're an animal. You're all animals. One of my favorite things.
Yes, get me, you get me all, like, you know.
I'll just up. Yeah,
Yes.
Jersey loves animals and rats, you know.
Yes. 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 And social media. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, God. But then I found the episode. I thought it was fine after that. But I'm thinking things will, well, obviously things are gonna like ramp up. But they did a lot of here's another thing I don't care about. Your kid going to college. I don't care. I'm sorry.
They did
Do
a
you
lot of
remember
that.
they did a lot? Do you remember the season of Married to Medicine where like the entire year Simone was taking Michael to college?
Yes, the drive up there. They were hanging, yet all of that stuff.
All of
I
that.
remember. Yeah.
Yeah. And oh, I will say though, it is wild how much the kids have grown up. Like Antonia is a woman now.
And she always had been like sort of like background. And I
Yeah,
love seeing her kind of blossom.
yes. Okay, I thought this was interesting. Look at pictures of young Teresa. I think Antonia looks exactly like young Teresa.
Oh, you're gonna make me look it up. Okay.
Yeah.
Right
You
here.
know, Teresa before all the
When I see old pictures of her, I forget
you forget, right? Because we get accustomed to
to what
the
we
way
see
she
now.
looks now. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a difference.
It's definitely a difference. Definitely a difference. Okay, you're gonna make me go. Actually, I'm thinking of one particular picture, and now that you say that, there's a picture out there of, you know, the makeup artist Priscilla that a lot of them use.
Yes, Priscilla, who's been floating around since season one.
Yes, there's a picture of Priscilla at Teresa's book signing. I get, and somebody posted it and was like, when they first met. And I looked at it today. I seen it on social media today, and I was like, oh, like, wow, Teresa really looks different. But you saying that Thinking about that picture, it does look like Antonia. Like I'm look thinking of that picture in my mind
Yeah,
now, like,
right.
wow, it's so wild. Okay, so since we talked about, so you got chills. So we start out the show with Antonia and Melissa. Okay, she told her once, get her stuff. And I will say I can relate to that because, you know, I have children in college, and when it's time for them to go back, it's like, have y'all started? Have y'all started? Have y'all
Yeah.
started? Have y'all
Yeah.
started? And
I have a teenage nephew, and it's like, okay, Connor, we're get ready for dinner. No, get ready for dinner. No, get ready for dinner.
it's like, if I say this one more time, I'm dragging you down. Okay. So I
Yeah.
felt her pain when she, and then we jump to Margaret making the bed, and I'm just going through these little scenes. Then we jump to Danielle and her family. I've never been. I'm saying I've never been. She's been on one season. So full transparency, I was not a fan of Danielle after there was something about Danielle that made me feel like she probably got along with people that look like me, but they not necessarily were their favorite people. And this is before I knew kind of where she was from. And then I had posted about her tweets and how she was basically blaming.
I remember that, yeah.
But oh my, I can't think of his name. Castile. Well, blanking.
Philando?
Yes, Philando Castile. She was basically blaming him for being, you know what, by the police. And I was like,
Yeah.
wow, and some other stuff. So I already had my good eye on her. I something I felt, and then I was like, if you suspend, not suspended it, but when I used to watch New York, I knew how most of them probably felt, right? So it's
Oh,
the same
yeah.
thing.
Seven out of the nine of them. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So, but I really didn't care for Danielle. But I will say, the scene with her family was cute enough to just kind of move on. Like, we don't need to stay here. Just let's move.
Was cute. However, why was Nate making it rain on their toddler daughter?
That I was like, who is
What
that
was
from an
that?
adult game night, or is that a toy that?
Yeah, what was that about?
That is true. I was like, oh, okay, well maybe it was an adult game now, or did they buy, like, is that some type of toy that comes for kids now?
Or like, did they get, was it a prop from like a party or something? You know
Right,
what I mean?
yes, like, or something, or was it a scene set up for the show?
Or
Okay.
yeah, or are they selling My Little Stripper now?
Right. Because why did this child have this?
Yeah, I had questions. Not to derail you, I didn't vibe with Danielle last year either, because I felt like Rachel genuinely came into the show waiting to see what connections she would make with the other women, and I felt like Danielle came with a team.
Oh, she already had her sights on Jen Aiden and Teresa. Yeah.
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 And then she looked for evidence to confirm that she had picked the right team,
That's
if that
good.
makes sense.
Yes, that's good. Like, I'm already come instead of coming in just letting the chips fall where they may, I've already got my mind made up and I need something to validate.
Yes.
That's so true. I agree. I agree. Because I'm like, they really should be, even though they're different, not like come this year, it's like we see that's what makes them work because they're the only ones with the smaller kids. They had a lot
Yeah,
of common.
they're really similar in age.
Yeah.
Also, you know, they're both essentially still newbies.
Yes. And I
And
would, oh, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I hate when the newbies fight right away. I'm
With
like,
each other or at all? Okay.
with each other. Because
Okay.
I'm like, you should be in this together because the veterans are gonna use you.
That's I was gonna say. If they're gonna either they're gonna try to conquer and divide, or they're gonna
Yeah.
haze you.
Yes, or
You're
haze you.
better off knowing that you have a solid backup behind
Yeah.
you.
Which is why that's one of the reasons why I think Garcelle and Sutton got so close.
Yeah, me too. Because it was like we only have each other
They
because
only
these
had each
people have
other.
the dream. What did they call them? The Fab Force Five.
Fox Force 5.
Yes. So you're right. You're absolutely right. So either they're going to haze us or they're going to use us. So we need to stick together, especially because you have no preconceived notions about somebody else that's new because you don't know, even if you heard their name before around town, you haven't seen them. You don't know about them.
Right.
So why not?
Exactly. So why not? Yeah.
I like that. And then we get to Rachel's family. She has her family over. I have now started looking at when these housewives that or these reality TV stars that are newer, when they then bring their friends or family on, I start paying attention to the family and I'm like trying to see, oh, do they like being on TV? Like, I think grandmom liked being on TV.
Oh, Nona is like, I'm ready for my camera. Her mom and her sister, I felt, were like really uncomfortable.
Yes, that's it. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but Nona's like, I'm here. Where's my scene? What are we doing?
And I'm gonna make you look good. When Rachel was trying to tell her about the tongue, and she's like, you're always on top of it. You're good at that. You're always on top of it.
Yeah.
I said, oh, Nona wants to make sure her baby looks good on this TV show.
And then when she called Janaden, oh, you mean Jen Nose Job?
I was like, oh, that's such a good one, Grandma, but not with Rachel looking.
Okay,
having a job.
I know because Rachel has a ski jump. Rachel's from Whoville with that nose. But I think what Nona meant was the first time we saw them last season, Rachel was telling her how the first thing Jen came up to her about was asking about her nose job.
That's right.
So I think Nona met Jen, the girl who like was mean to you about your nose job.
Oh, yeah.
Not necessarily Jen who had a nose job.
You know what? That's a good point. You're right, because that is the first thing that Jen said. So, yeah. Okay. And then if you went back and told your family, oh, the nose job girl. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I think that makes sense.
I think in the Fuda household, maybe that's just, she's not Jen Aiden. She's Jen Nose Job.
Nose Job Jen. Yes.
Yeah.
And then it distinguishes, even though you say Jen Fessler, it still distinguishes between the two Jens.
Between the two Jens, yeah.
Now, so they're at this party. I mean, they're at Rachel's home, and we find out that Rachel and Jen Fessler's husband are throwing her a surprise party. And I will admit, I fast forwarded through a lot last year. I didn't even end up watching maybe I think one part of the reunion, and because it just all got on my nerves. But when did Rachel and Jen Fessler, I know that they went out to lunch last season. Did they get like really, really close? Because I was like, oh, wow, she's throwing the party with her husband and not Margaret, who brought Jen in.
Ah, yeah. I mean, it seemed like they liked each other. And it seemed like because Jen is Margaret's real life, really close friend, and Rachel is one of Melissa's real life, really close friends, that they were like on the same team.
Yeah.
And they did have like that, they had that one scene solo together, but no, I hadn't even thought of that. That is surprising that Rachel's the one that Jeff asked to throw the party with.
Yeah, it makes me wonder. It's like, okay, well, I want to make sure screen time.
Well, I almost wonder if the producers know that Teresa is going to make John Fuda's past a big storyline. And so they were like, let's give the Fudas the opening party.
Oh, that would make sense.
Because then there'll be all kinds of opportunities for drama, right?
And then we already know that the social media, sorry, I had my mic on backwards. I'm like, well, not that it matters. But then we already know the social media story about John was out. And I couldn't figure out why. Well, why would they be telling the blogs? But then it made sense. So they could bring it up. If it's already out, you can bring it up versus saying, I dug up this information.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Because that was a huge problem, you know, and Teresa is such a hypocrite all the time. But Teresa of the, how dare you bring up Louis's past? Because that was Margaret's defense, was it's all over the internet.
Oh, I didn't even, you know what? That was Margaret's defense. It's already on social media. Right. And now you're doing the same thing, not
the
even to Margaret, to someone else.
To someone else, to Rachel and John, I guess because of everything that happened at the reunion.
That's, yeah.
Teresa and Louis are, Louis is so, ugh.
It's just something about him. Like, I used to love Teresa. Like, and when Melissa and Joe came on their first couple of seasons, I was firmly on Teresa's side. I was like, I feel like they came on with an agenda. But then after a while, they said they got over it, and it's like, okay, we're past that now. It's been 3 or 4 years. And then somewhere along the way, I felt like, whether people say it's Teresa's show or not, I felt like, sort of like I felt a little bit with Giselle and Potomac, like, if you don't kiss the ring, it's like they get this big head, like, this is my show, and the network lets them do that. And I feel like that holds the show back. So, and it's funny because I had tweeted how I thought it was funny how at the reunion last year when Teresa was like, I'm so glad I'll never have to see you after today. And Melissa's like, where are you going? And she's like, you won't be here. Somebody was like, well, that didn't mean, they didn't ask Bravo. Wait, they weren't asking for Melissa to be fired. I'm thinking, let's not be dense another day. Teresa was saying, you won't be here on the show. And remember Jackie's first season? Jackie was like, I'm not afraid of you. And or I'm not the first one to go up against you. And Teresa said, look around. Are they here? That lets you know she knows that she runs the franchise. So,
well, yeah, that's a point I try to make to people, is that's a real threat from Teresa, because everyone Teresa doesn't like either gets fired or demoted. Like Caroline, Jacqueline Larita, Danielle Staub, Jackie herself, and the network can say whatever they want to say about why they left.
Right, but, right.
I mean, the evidence is kind of there, right? Yeah.
And for Teresa, like I said, when Teresa literally said that, Jackie's first season, they're not here, are they? It was like, boom, we already know. So then you have, I just think that holds back the show because people are afraid.
It does. It makes them behave in ways that aren't authentic.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't want anybody to come on and specifically go after her. Now, if you had a problem with Teresa before you came on and now it's just spilling onto the show, great. Don't come in with a premeditated.
Yeah.
If it's real conflict, don't be afraid to get into it with her. And I think it is very hypocritical for Teresa to act, because some people are saying, I've seen when people call that out, like, you didn't like when so-and-so talked about whatever about you. And people are saying, well, that's Margaret's a hypocrite because, or Rachel, like basically everybody, basically they're saying this side is a hypocrite because this side did it. The other side could say the same thing. They're all doing the same thing. So we're all calling out. They made that part of Margaret's storyline last year. You made that part of her storyline.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't get it. Because Teresa could have shut all that down so easily last year if in the first episode when Margaret went over to her house and they were by the pool, if Teresa had been like, yeah, I get why you might be concerned. I love Louis. It's not a problem for me. Thank you for coming to me. And then there wouldn't have been anything to talk about.
Yep. And shut it down and I'm not, this is my husband. I love him. We're not doing
this. There we
this.
Go. Yeah. I'm just not going to do this. Cause yeah. I know Margaret's pretty polarizing.
Yeah.
But I find her, the way she moves on the show is, she, to me, we have to take Jen Aiden out of it. But to me, Margaret generally like respects people's boundaries.
I think so.
I remember a conversation Margaret's one of the few people who stopped asking Dolores when she was going to get married.
Yes.
Because Dolores and Margaret had like where Dolores was like, just don't ask me about it anymore. Like, I'm good where I am. Mm-hmm. Like, if things change, that's great. If they don't, whatever. But I don't want to talk about it.
And Margaret did honor that. And I feel like Margaret came on the show spilling her own tea. 20 years ago, I cheated on my husband and I married this contractor. And for them, I understood why she was frustrated with Jen Aiden. Okay, because
me too. Because it's like, why are you... We had like a little issue or whatever, and now you are bringing this up over and over again in a way that's really disrespectful
Yeah.
just to get under my skin.
Like we've been married for 20 years. Yes, I said I had an affair. Like this is all. So I do understand why she was like, well, you stayed, you know, I mean, it was kind of like, ugh, but I wasn't mad at her because the same people that were mad at Margaret for doing it, y'all weren't mad at Teresa when she spread Evan's business at a party, his
Thank
alleged
you.
business.
Oh God. And Teresa is just, and she does it again this episode. Teresa has no grace or art to when she's spreading a rumor. She just walks up to people and is like, "Did you hear? John Food is the biggest drug dealer in Bergen County. To tell your friends."
Yes. Where did you
Like,
get that information? On social media. And guess what? He may have been. But again, it's like, girl, come on. Her and Jen in that car scene, it was like, okay,
oh
I
my
get it.
God.
Y'all are doing your job. You want to talk about John Fuda, but it's like, again, it was all coming together. Like, so this is why these blogs leaked that information so that you, the information that you gave them, because let's not
Yeah.
forget, it's already been proven that Jen Aiden will do call around because she did that with Jackie and Evan.
Oh my
So to get
goodness.
information, to just to
Yeah.
confirm.
It's so funny to me, and I think one of the reasons maybe they have a lot of conflict is Jen Aiden and Margaret Joseph's personality-wise are a lot more similar than they want to admit.
And then even I want to admit, because
Oh,
I'm
I
gonna be
know.
honest and say I like Margaret. I was never a fan of Jen.
Same.
So I and Margaret's been on the podcast and I've had conversations with her, but they are very, very similar.
Some people might call it gossip. I just view it as I like information and I share information.
You know, I want others to be aware.
Be aware. It's
Right.
it is it so bad that they're curious people?
Right. But then somebody might say, child, it killed the cat.
Oh,
But
well.
you know, but yeah, they are very similar. Well, so we'll jump back into the whole Jen of it all, because that's how we got off Jen helping throw this party for Fessler. Then we go back to Antonia leaving. We get it. She's leaving.
Okay, and one tiny thing. The dog starts peeing on the curtains and they just start laughing.
I was like,
Okay, thank
did
you.
y'all clean that up? Please tell me y'all cleaned that up like right away.
Someone,
Like,
please.
because I'm very like about that stuff too. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. I'm like,
You have pets?
No, we don't. We had a dog for a long time, but he passed away. And
Okay. Oh,
then
sorry about that.
my oh, thank you. And then my mama found out that she stopped getting these like sinus infections. So she's like really actually like legitimately allergic to the dander, we think.
Wow. All the,
Yeah.
okay. That's
Yeah.
Christy. I didn't grow up with pets, but my husband did. They always had a pet. So my kids have jokingly told me that I messed up their childhood because I always said no to pets. And I have an instinct to be afraid when I see a dog, no matter how big or small.
Yeah,
So my oldest
I
daughter,
get it.
her and her boyfriend just bought this baby pit bull. And I said,
Oh.
so she was like, meet your to my husband, meet your granddaughter. And I said, she was like, Mom, I can't bring it over and bring its cage. And I feel like it's so bad to keep the animal caged, but also you're not about to be running through my house like I because I'm not comfortable. So,
No, I get it. I was always okay with our dog because it was our dog,
yes, yeah.
but I actually got bit by a neighbor's Rottweiler when I was 7, and so I am not good with other people's dogs. And
Okay.
it's like you, it could be they're like it's the tiniest, sweetest
Yes.
dog, and I'm like I don't care.
I get upset to me if someone came over to my home and I had a pet and they said, I'm scared of dogs. I would not take the dog and say, they just need to smell you or they don't bite. I would immediately remove my dog to another room. I
Same.
offer when people say, I have dogs, okay, I just won't come. Like, it's not a big deal. I don't have to come over. We can still be friends. And
Yeah.
they let them smell you and the dog is in your crotch. I literally, me and my cousins had, it was, we went to Vegas a couple years ago. We were staying at, we went to visit my cousins at her house, and this dog was just running all over, and I kept jumping. And then my other cousin sat on my lap and was, they said that they were going to keep her either on the balcony or in the cage. Taria just don't move. And I lost it. I said, what don't you get? I am afraid of the dog. So you telling me to sit here is not helping. And they were like, oh, you're really scared. You've known me for how many years? Yes. I'm really. So it just annoys me. Like, as a pet owner, like, I don't want it. I understand why people consider pets a part of their family. If I had one, I know I would too. I would also not try to put someone in a situation like, just let them smell you. Just sit here and don't move, when I know that and being told don't move while also they can sense that you're afraid. Well, how am I supposed to remove me being afraid?
Thank
like,
you.
Yeah. I just, you know, and it just makes me so angry, and I get so like tense.
Me too. I'm also at my heart, I'm a cat person. I love cats.
Okay.
But we've never been able to have a cat. Cause my mama, so she thought she was just allergic to cats, but I guess it turns out it's like all the animal dander. Cause she really is a dog person.
Man.
Every once in a while she'd be like, well, we could just get a dog. And then my father and I have to be like, I don't think we can.
Yeah, like no.
You're going to be sick all the time.
Well, I know someone, they found out that their daughter was allergic, and daughter constantly runny nose, runny eyes constantly. And and they were like, well, she's just going to have to deal with it. And I was like,
oh my God,
are you insane? But I was like that. But you know what? That's not none of my, I'm just going to stay over here in my lane because I'm not a pet owner. So I don't know. I do have children, but I'm not a pet owner. So I don't know. Mind my business.
I'll just be over here silently judging you.
Exactly. Cause I'm like, okay. Cause I know as an adult how it is when the pollen is getting me. So to constantly live in that because of your dog is like, you know.
Oh my gosh. It seems like an easy solution.
Right. So I'm about to give Teresa a little something here. We then get to Gabby leaving. Gabriella is packing up to leave. She's going to Michigan State. They all have dinner with Louie's kids and her kids. And I felt like she seems like she has a really good relationship with Louie. Her and her daughter seem like they have a really good relationship with Louie
Jr. Yeah.
And that's good.
That was good. That did seem like easy and normal and like not forced in any way.
Yeah.
Like, I do think they all get along. I don't know why Teresa had to do this every 5 seconds.
That to me, I was like, because I was watching it and I had looked away for a moment and I was like, what is going on? And then I realized it was her.
It was her making that. I'm like, why are we doing that?
For me, I'm like, I'm not going to be re-traumatized because when my kids leave again, I'm just gonna, you know, so I get the whole, you get used to them and them leaving in your life. I get all that. I guess I don't necessarily mind, but it was because I am of their age, of the ladies' age with their kids. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, we've seen it so many times during this episode. And it was the little flashes. All right,
Can we get to the group scene?
Because you know that we're going to see them moving them in, you know, so, you know, we're going to have to see all of that.
We're going to have to see all of that. And then we're going to have to see them on FaceTime when they're at the school. And
it's like, okay. Although I don't, but then again, I heard this season was only a 13 episode season.
Oh, you know, ever since Teresa got back from camp, the Jersey seasons have been shorter.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That's very true. And it's almost like if that's better. Because sometimes I feel like if you know that's all you have, great, versus stretching it out 21, 22, 23 episodes.
Yeah, and I actually, because then it'll be 16 episodes with the reunions.
Yeah.
And that's about perfect for me. Quite frankly, Beverly Hills goes on too long.
The fact that I was literally going to say that after that.
It feels like Beverly Hills is on the entire year.
Yes, it's like, all right. And then a three-part reunion. What are we at, 23, 24 episodes? Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Then we have Louie bring up Well, let me go back to Melissa and Antonia with the kid, with her telling her for the last time, go do something in her room. And then she brings up the party with Joe and says, you know, Teresa will be there. And he was like, I don't care. Do you give a F? I don't give a F. And then we see Louis bring up them. So that I thought, because I like to look at the commentary on social media, especially since, you know, providing my commentary, I like to read others. And I saw a lot of people saying they can't stop talking about Teresa. And I'm like, well, in all fairness, they did, like Louis brought up her brother. It's like they all do the same.
That's one of my least favorite criticisms of the Gorgas. People are like, they just can't keep Teresa out of their mouth. And I'm like, well, Teresa's never not talking about Joey and Melissa either. So
it's the same thing. It's like, okay, they both do the same thing. And I get both sides.
Because they're locked in this toxic dynamic, right?
Yeah. Especially most of us, if you're not speaking to a family member, you don't then have to work with them like that.
Right? Yeah, like that. Like,
you have no escape from them at all.
Ever. Yeah.
And we know that it's been like that with them for years. It's not
at this point, over a decade, right?
Yeah. And I always felt like another reason I felt like I wasn't going to mind this season, even though they said it's like filming two separate shows, is because I always wanted them to be like, we don't like each other. We don't like each other like that. Like, to be honest and not the fake.
That was, I've always liked Melissa. I've had a softness for her. I struggle.
Well, I said me too, not in the beginning when she came on, but not in the beginning. I got it later.
I struggle at times with Teresa, although there are moments where I really love her. And I 100% appreciate like what she's done as a housewife.
Me too.
And for the franchise. But that was my favorite moment at last year's reunion when Melissa was like, I'm done being fake. I'm done trying to be nice to you. It's not worth it. You don't like me and I don't like you. And that's all that it is.
That's it.
Like, and I was like, hallelujah. I wanted to do a Melissa, thank you, baby Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. On your hands and knees, like when they were fighting.
Yes.
Yes. I agree. I agree. Do you remember long ago, Caroline said they're the same person?
I do. I did a Jersey rewatch and say what you want about Caroline Manzo, and I will. She had very good reads on the other women.
Yeah, she did. She did. And she was spot on. They both want to be the center of attention. They both like spotlight. They both were fighting for Joey's affections. It's like,
yes,
it's they were the same. But I'll never forget one of my friends. Shout out to Amanda. She is not a Melissa apologist, but she made me see. She was like, and I said, well, I was like that when Melissa first came on. She said, Melissa, remember when Melissa wrote the song On Display, On Display?
Okay.
She was like, she literally was talking about Teresa's life. Like, and I was like, oh my God.
I've seen that. you know, and I would like to be like, no, that's not. Yeah, that's true. That's
right.
True.
I was going to, me too. Like, I was like, oh, you're right, Amanda. You're totally right.
Oh, darn. You're correct. Right. Yeah.
So then we get into Marge meets with Jen Fessler.
This was interesting.
A great gift that she gave her. Yes. But it was interesting. Like, you'll always have my heart. So is she supposed to think of you when she's using the gift? Like, I thought that part was funny. I was like, but
yeah,
then
I don't.
She said, now I don't have to use my toothbrush.
Okay, I gasped.
I said,
like, literally,
at least she's honest.
Well, and then she goes, what? It's all my body. And I was like, but okay. And Taria, I have so many questions. Like, is she taking the brush part off?
Well, that's what buy enough. If you're going to use it for that, buy another toothbrush and just take two.
And just have a, Or I don't know, go to Sharper Image and get a neck massager.
Oh, yeah. As soon as she said that, I immediately thought of my toothbrush with the head that spins and was like, is she, like how you said, is she taking the head off?
Please tell me she is. I'm concerned.
I'm feeling she's not, because she said it's all my fluid. So
Yes. And that when she said that, then I went, oh.
Yeah, okay.
Also, Jen Fessler has children?
Yes.
I was like, oh, I don't remember hearing or seeing about them at all.
Last season, she had the son and a
Last season.
daughter, right? The one was 20, the daughter was 21, son 23.
Yes, yeah,
Yeah.
because we see the son at the party, and
Yeah.
then the daughter comes in to tell her she sucks at playing the guitar.
Yeah. And but I will tell you, but Jen looks really good. She looks really good.
Jen looks amazing,
And she
and
looks like she enjoys it.
I really like her energy. I think she brings a lot of, she brings a lot of like lighthearted moments, which Jersey really needs, because
Yes.
Jersey can get so heavy all the time.
Yeah. And I think she's very level-headed. She can be that even, like
Yeah,
you.
I really liked when she told Margaret, like, I meant it when I said that if you told me not to hang out with them anymore, I would do it. Do you want me to do that?
Yeah, and that's gonna change.
Oh, I know.
That's hard to maintain because your friend is your friend, right? So
Right.
clearly she's been friends with Margaret. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, I know we all say we're not in high school, so I don't have to like everyone my friend likes. If someone came after my child, like called my child, like to like intimidate my child and one of my closest friends,
That's the thing,
it's
right?
kind of hard. When we
It's
all weren't friends as a group before.
yes. It's different. It's one thing to be friends with someone your other friend just doesn't vibe with. It's
Yes.
another thing to be friends with someone who is like kind of actively trying to destroy your friend's life.
Right. And then it's like at that point, it's like, how do you like do that?
How do you do that? And that's where that they can't talk about that this is a show.
Yeah.
It comes into play, right?
Right.
Because I think what Jen was trying to say without saying it is like, I'm going to film with Teresa. Are you okay with me filming with Teresa?
Right. And I'm also just a friend on this show. I like being on the show. So in order for me to get time, it's not
Yeah.
gonna just to be invited to the parties
Yeah.
and things like that.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't have a contract, Margaret. I'm paid per scene.
I'm not holding a tire or whatever it is Jersey holds in the
Oh my
beginning.
God. A can of marinara.
Yes, like I'm not holding, Coney Island entry ticket in the opening scenes. I am scrapping and trying to get in on this.
Trying to get on
So
this, yeah.
it's going to be hard to maintain. But I go back, I think Jackie had said it. I don't know if it was in an interview, but basically, and this is again what kind of annoyed me with, I felt like Teresa could hold back the show, not meaning she should leave, but because she had made the statement, it's just easier to be friends with Teresa. And I'm like, it's wild that sometimes you have to eat something from this person because it's just easier, or not call this person out because it's just
Yeah.
easier.
I have a feeling I'm gonna struggle with Jackie this year. I love Jackie. I was
Yeah.
one of her 14 fans, you know, you too.
Yeah.
But her switching teams or alliances or whatever, I'm gonna need to really see if it's like if she has like a legitimate reason to do it, or if it was just for more screen time.
Right. Was it genuine? Because if it's
Genuine.
genuine, you like her and Jen really became friends. Okay. I think
Okay.
that would be cool. Like, all right. But if it's not, I mean, just like we're going to see Jen and Melissa.
I said, what?
They have the same, they're, listen, I'm an Aries too, but I mean, they have the same, I could see them actually being friends is the thing.
Okay, yeah, I
Or no, you
could.
don't think so? Or
No, I'm like processing it in my mind.
like downloading it.
I'm like, wait a could Jen and no, I and actually there have been moments when they've had fun together.
Yeah.
Because I think they have that like they both like pranks and stuff like that. You
Yeah.
know? They have like the goofy part of their personalities is
Yes.
really similar.
Yeah, I think so too. So it's like, oh wow. Okay. I'm interested to see how that is going to all shake out. And you know what? I'm interested to see the fallout.
Oof. Yeah.
with all this social media stuff, if Jen is going to be the scapegoat and they get rid of Jen next year because it's been proven
I
that she sent
know.
these screeners, are they going to get rid of Jen and keep Teresa?
That whole situation is so wild.
And I feel like Teresa, I don't know if she was smart in doing it or if somebody told her, but it looks like they were in on it together. But the paper trail is just strictly coming from Jen.
I thought that right away. I was like, this is actually like some mob kind of stuff, right? Like Teresa Dunn set Jen up to take the fall.
Yeah, because that's it's for those of you that don't know, if you haven't heard the social media drama, basically Jen and so the housewives get screeners, and sometimes some content creators do too, before the episode comes out, and you do not, do not, do not, do not, you are to not share that with anyone, the link that they send you.
Yeah,
So
they're
Jen,
embargoed, right?
yes. So
Yeah.
Jen was sending the screeners to certain accounts on Twitter so that they could already paint a narrative so that by the time the audience watches it, they go in thinking this one
Right.
thing. And then they were the story with John Fuda and his ex-wife. What happened was
Oof.
Jen and Teresa, I guess, talked to the ex-wife. It got to the blogs. They then sent it to content creators so content creators could leak it so then they could bring it up on the show because they weren't going to come on the show and just say,
Right.
hey, I heard all this about John, because then we would know that she was talking, they were talking to the ex-wife. So they had it go through,
The
yeah, filtered through a
ex-wife.
blog. So Jen
It's
could,
all
that's
over
against
social
their,
media.
yeah, all it's all over. It's like you said, that's what Margaret was saying last year about Louie.
Yeah.
And so with Jen specifically, it's one thing, the social media thing and them sending the information to different Twitter accounts about John's ex, but it's against the, it's they're breaking part of their contract, sending the link out to, or they're break like that, they're breaking the rules. That is, it's, it
Right.
is told to you not to send that link. And then in the email says, like, if you receive this, like, you're not even supposed to watch it. Like, if you receive it and you know you're not supposed to. So that is in direct conflict with Jen's job. So I wonder if she's going to end up taking the fall.
I imagine, probably because I really don't see Bravo cutting ties with Teresa.
Yeah.
I think it's up to Teresa whether or not she wants to do the show. And there's very few housewives I would say that about,
Right.
but
Yeah.
I really do think that's the case with Teresa.
Me too. I wonder if she would ever con if they offered her a spinoff, would she, or does she prefer the ensemble?
I don't know. I would tend to think she would like a spinoff more
Me
because
too.
for the past maybe about 3 seasons, I can see the light go out of Teresa's eyes and she just doesn't want to be here. She doesn't like these women. She
Yeah.
doesn't want to film with them.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just like, I'm here to do, I have to do my job. So I'm going to do it to the best of my
I'm gonna
ability.
do it to the
But
best of
so,
my ability,
yeah.
but it's not, you know, it's like the last 2 years Nene was on. It's
Yes.
that same kind of like, I mean, I need this check. I guess I'll do it.
Yeah.
I don't
Yeah.
really want to be here. And I'm like,
Yeah.
I can tell you don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Which is why when there were those big conversations about who should go, Melissa or Teresa, and I was like, well, neither of them are going to go because the ratings are phenomenal. So they'll keep both of them. But I always thought if they had to spin someone off, it should be Teresa because Melissa plays better in the ensemble.
Yes, I don't think it would be. Yeah, I definitely, because we just be getting a whole bunch of antics with her, but mainly with Joe. So
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
All right. So that I'll fast forward to we get to the party, right? And we see Jackie and Evan walk in. Jackie does look great. I will give it to her. She looks amazing.
Yes, Jackie looks wonderful.
She looks great. Rachel and Danielle are friends. I love to see it, even though, like I said, I still Danielle, but for intents of watching the show, I liked seeing them together.
I like when people can have a conflict and genuinely move forward.
Yes, and want to move forward.
It seems like they both want to.
Yeah. And not just move forward, like we can be a little more than cordial, but not friends. It seems like they really want to be friends. Do you think, though, because they both want it to be housewives, like they both have wanted to be, that they kind of had that meeting of the minds that Dolores talked about, just them two, like, girl, listen, we both want to be on this show. We both want more screen time. Like, I just wonder if they, like, we're going to have each other's back.
I bet, yeah, there were conversations like that, definitely.
Because I can see them being like, if basically, if we're on different teams, that boils down to the show being about Melissa and Teresa. Because when you talk about teams, Melissa's the captain of one, Teresa's the captain
of
the other.
And Teresa's the captain of the other. Yeah.
So,
and then after that, then, you know, Marge is number two, Jen's number two.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Co-captain like, and co-captain.
Yes. Yeah. We're always going to be JV, Danielle. We need to be friends.
Yes. 100%. Then we see that Joe Gorga being messy. And bring, oh, where's your friend? And then the whole thing with the men. I thought.
The husbands, I
appreciated Paulie because he called both sides out. I got what he was saying.
I did too.
Yeah. With John, I was like, you're trying to do something here.
I'm not loving John Fuda's energy. It reminds me of PK's energy, Dorit's first two seasons. I want to be like, John, Rachel is the housewife, okay?
Yeah.
I get that the husbands have a whole, like, subplot they do on New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But this is women's business. So.
Yes. The only it's like, I could see him bringing it up because it's not something that just Teresa did to Rachel. It's something that evidently Louis, but then again, it was, because I was getting with John and see, it gets muddy. Actually, so let me go back. Okay, with John and his issue with Teresa and Louis, it was because of the PI, right? And then now on top of this, I guess talking to the ex-wife.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. That they had concrete information that Louis had hired a private investigator to dig up information. And now the new wrinkle is that they've been in contact with his ex-wife from prison, apparently.
Yeah. See, and I feel like, John, you should have took the meeting with Louis. Y'all could have had your own camera. Like, to me, I do think it was like John wanted to see him at the party because it's a scene. Yes.
He wanted a scene.
Yeah.
But I think that's... I didn't get that either. I'm like, John, they still would have filmed you if it had been one-on-one with Louis.
But now this is going to make it a big cast. It's going to be like a big cast
scene. It'll pull the whole cast in. Yeah.
Yeah. So then, so in that way, was he smart then maybe? No.
Oh, damn.
Like, do you already know reality TV, John?
he seems very comfortable.
Yeah, because the women are going to get involved. Like, everybody's going to get involved.
Everybody's going to get involved. I just didn't it felt to me like he was picking this fight with Polly because Louis wasn't there.
Yes.
And I was like, what did Polly do?
he literally said he agreed with you and you should talk. He just wanted to do it at the party. Like, they were trying to get Louis. I think they were trying to get Paulie to say Louis was wrong. He said he didn't agree with what Louis did.
He said he didn't agree with him. Yeah, you know. Listen, Dolores sat Paulie down and gave him all the talking points.
Listen, like, didn't she though? Like, and then she's sitting back watching like a proud mom.
Yes. And then my favorite, when it starts to get a little too hot and she's like, I know when we need to leave. We're leaving now.
Yeah. I'm so tired of it, but it's always like, my father taught me this, or, you know, like that mentality, like, cause I was a correction officer. I used to bite off fingernails, like all that stuff. And she's like, yeah, my dad always told me to know where the door is or whatever. So yeah, it was where the exit is. Yeah. I didn't like that scene because it didn't even come off natural. It was like Joe mentioned Louis, so that way they could have John could have a reason to go in on
Louis. Absolutely. Yeah, it kind of felt like Joe and John had worked this whole bit out.
Yes.
And they were going to force it into the, like, the bros group, even if it wasn't related to anything.
Yeah.
Because they were just kind of all razzing each other in that way that guys do. And then Joe's like, oh, your friend. Where's your best friend?
Yes.
And I love that Polly goes, oh, do you mean Frank?
Yeah, like, yeah, no, yeah. Yes. And because they didn't know that Louis wasn't coming, because John says, I'll talk to you at the party. And then Louis had to go away last minute. So they don't see him. So now we got to bring him up.
Louis had super important business in Florida.
I want to know what he did. What's his job?
I think everyone wants to know what his job is.
In Florida.
Spending Teresa's money. I don't know.
Listen, did he go to Mar-a-Lago? Because we know how the Jersey people.
Probably. the orange and the purple.
Yes. Speaking of, it was so funny. I was cracking up. You're talking about orange. Well, I guess this would be even more red. At people saying, posting screenshots saying, I thought something was wrong with my TV. Because when the men came on, it was they were like red.
They were, though.
Like, Paulie was legit. Paulie, I don't know how I want to say it like that. But he was legit red. Is he Irish?
Yes, he's from Ireland. But his accent is starting to get some Jersey tones on
it's
certain
like a
words.
Mixture, yeah.
Yes. He's starting to sound like Margaret's assistant.
Would you get out of my head? I was getting ready to say he sounds like Lexi.
Yes, he sounds like Lexi.
I was like, wait, I'm picking up. Did I miss that last season? I know I skipped some episodes, but did I miss that last season? Okay, so he's Irish. No.
Yeah.
So they end the party with they're arguing, and Dolores is ushering Paulie out of the party. So on a scale, if you had to give Jersey a number on a scale from 1 to 10 this episode, what would the number be? And did it whet your appetite for more Jersey?
I would give this episode a solid, I'd give it a 6.
Okay, I literally was thinking 6. Okay.
But it definitely whet my appetite. I'm intrigued to see where things are going.
Me too. I that Last Supper, because that's what it reminds me of. The Last Supper. I'm interested because it was so much, like
so much from everyone.
Yeah. Like
and kind of like unexpected people are yelling at each other.
Yes.
And I'm like, what happened here?
Yeah, like what? And the way they cut it, I'm like, I gotta know if that person is talking to this person, if that person is talking to that person. Jen Fessler is like rattled, like gets up to leave, like what is happening? And Dolores has said that she didn't think they could come back from that.
Wow. So. I mean, that's a lot to say for Dolores, because you know she's only been a housewife since I think season 7, season 8, but she's been in the background from the beginning.
Right. So it's like, it's crazy to think about their ties, how it used to be Dolores and Caroline and Jacqueline and Teresa going out, like, you know, hanging out on the weekends. And it's just crazy. And I think Dina too. But yeah, I am looking forward to Jersey, because I'm saying it's low stake. This is, you know, I feel like everybody watching, people that watch like Bravo and Housewives in particular, may have a low stakes show. Like some shows, even though we try not to get invested, it's like, but some shows you're like, I don't really care too much either way, but I do, I may like this person, but not this person, but it's a low stakes show for me. And that's what I feel like. Jersey is not like, we're not talking about colorism. We're not talking about homophobia. We're not talking about different, you know, it's just like,
I agree. Yeah. It's just them not liking each other. I'm looking very forward to just like the silly, like petty drama.
Yeah.
Someone last year was like, I couldn't watch the reunion because it's a family falling apart, and I don't want to be like that. I don't get it, but I don't get it.
Like, because it's been family since the beginning.
It's been family since the beginning, and I'm like, they're just finally saying out loud what they really feel about each other.
4 years. So it's like, and I remember going back when Joey said that him and Teresa, like Melissa and Teresa used to hang out, I guess, before they got married. I'm pretty sure, like when, and he could have just been saying that when they first came on, he would say he had made that reference, but then things changed. And I'm like, well, I want, like, I don't know. I don't know if I can ever have seen Melissa and Teresa hanging out. Maybe it's like, oh, this is my brother's girlfriend. I'm going to, but it's nothing serious. But then.
I think that's more like what it was. I think probably they maybe both made an effort to try to be friends. And then at some point they were like, I don't like her.
I don't like her at all. And then you have your wife at home, maybe whispering in your ear about your sister. And then, you know, it's vice versa.
Because then, you know, Joe Giudice got involved as well.
Yes. And that sucks too, because Joe Giudice and Joe Gorga used to be really good friends. And so it was just crazy to watch all of that. One thing I will say, someone said they would much rather, someone on social media, and it was so funny, like they would much rather have Joe Giudice hungover, laying in bed, sipping wine, than like Louis doesn't give them anything, as opposed to Joe would give us scenes. Remember when he did he do like a cartwheel or a backflip or something? Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yes. I agree. Louis makes me nervous.
Yes.
Like there's something about him that I just, like the hairs on the back of my neck stand up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think even if you don't like Teresa, I think we can all agree Teresa really does deserve like a good man to love her. And he is not a good man, you know? Yeah.
And I feel like a man who's willing to protect her, not, you already know the things she's gone through publicly.
Right.
And you know, the relationship she has with her family, they could use that on the show as a storyline. And so now here we are, you're doing things.
Yes.
That is now giving them something to talk about. You're supposed to, you know.
Right.
So it's just.
One of my least favorite things Louis does is to be all love and light whenever he's around Joe and Melissa.
Yes.
And then he's pouring poison into Teresa's ear all the time.
Yes. It's the love and light around them as to I'm the more evolved version of me.
I'm evolved. I've, you know, I got naked on a beach and yelled at other men.
Right. Yeah. Right. But behind closed doors, I'm saying
he's like agitating her, I feel.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that too.
I think Margaret said something similar where she was like, Louis makes the situation worse, not better.
Yeah. And because to her, she always says no one has ever had her back on the show. So now you have this person saying, I have your back, I have your back, I have your back. Yeah. And they're making you feel like it. So you're going to be more inclined to listen to the things that they're saying.
Also, I need Teresa to stop saying that, because she has never had anyone's back on the show. When her friends are in a conflict, she lets them twist in the wind.
Yes, she does. She doesn't hardcore say da 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 da.
No, for the most part, she's silent in those, and when other people are having conflict.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Well, you're going to have to. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I just, one moment from the trailer that plays over and over in my head is Danielle with her finger going, "You're dirty." Yeah.
Okay.
I just love the way she says it.
The way her accent and everything, right?
Yeah. You're dirty.
An ironic moment for me.
Yeah.
I think all these women are beautiful. I do. You can tell that some have had work done. Yes, right?
Yes.
Is Rachel talking about Teresa's hot dog lips?
Oh,
and
God.
I'm like, if hers are hot dogs, yours are
breakfast sausages?
Or what's the dog that starts with a K?
Oh, like, kielbasas?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's a dog.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Rachel, like, I don't know if I'm going to go here.
Yeah, because some angles you can't tell. And it's like, oh, they look nice. But then some angles it's like.
Yeah.
Rachel, like.
Rachel.
Yeah, like, pull it back.
Please be serious. Yeah.
Nona, come get Rachel. Oh my gosh, Eric, I know we were supposed to talk about Vanderpump Rules, so that just means you'll have to come back and we can discuss the reunion because that's coming up. But okay. I appreciate you discussing Jersey with me. You know, well, I was going to say you'll definitely be back, but hello, we've already said you're coming back to discuss Vanderpump Rules. So if you want to be found, let the people know where they can find you. If not, that is totally okay too. I'll just say, if you have a message that you want me to pass along, I could pass it along to Eric, but that's up to you.
I am on Instagram at The Real Eric Anton. That's TheRealEricAnton. My account is private, but I'm always down to talk about Bravo with nice people. I will tell you, this is one of my favorite. When Toya clinched her, be respectful, Mariah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yes.
So be respectful.
We can disagree, but please be respectful to Eric.
Please be respectful. Yeah,
he is not trying to. He's not trying to tussle. Sometimes some of us will tussle a little bit. Eric is like, I ain't trying to tussle. We can disagree.
I am like Candace. I don't want to fight. I don't know how to fight. I don't want it. But, you know, don't push me or I might pick up a champagne bottle.
Champagne bottle. Because I'm defending myself.
I'm defending myself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I enjoyed talking about Jersey with you so much.
Me too, Taria. This was awesome.
It was. And I'm glad that we finally, like, I will publicly shout out to Eric and anyone who's been on who's had to deal with my erratic scheduling. Yesterday was my daughter's birthday. She's no longer 19. She's 20. And I, for some reason, glanced at my calendar thinking me and Eric were supposed to record yesterday. So I sent him a book of a text message like 7 o'clock in the morning. Oh my gosh, can you reschedule tomorrow at the same time? I promise it's not that I don't want to record with you, because we had already rescheduled like 3 times. In addition to getting him scheduled in the first place. Y'all, I had a doctor's appointment. And as I'm scheduling my next doctor's appointment, I was like, hold up. We don't record until tomorrow. So I had to text him back, disregard. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll talk to you tomorrow. So I appreciate you and your being able to manipulate your schedule. And it's funny because I've said it to you and other people listening that have been on the podcast probably know one of my famous lines is, I'm flexible. So I know I can work around your schedule. And then it's like, how many times did I tell you that? You can be honest. And then it's me like, can we? But also because of the Potomac talk, we were going to record around that. And I was like, we had exhausted this subject. And I mean, I know we still reference Potomac, but I wanted us to talk about a fresh Housewives show that, you know, just dropped, you know, like the first episode just dropped and we hadn't talked about. So I appreciate it.
Before we're all exhausted by Jersey.
Yeah, you know what? Yes. Before we're all, one, because you know it's coming. You know that it's coming.
I just know in my bones we're going to get to like maybe episode 7 or 8 and I'm going to be like, I am so tired.
Yeah, we're all going to be like, how many more episodes? Because that's always how it goes.
Yes, absolutely.
So I want to thank you so much again, y'all. Please show Eric some love. Y'all let us know what y'all thought about Jersey in the comments. Were you here for it? Were you not here for it? Are you here for... I'm probably getting myself in the dangerous territory asking this question. But are you here for Teresa? Are you here for Melissa? Is it low stakes for you? Can you see both sides? Because I feel like a lot of us can see both sides, even if we lean towards one side. So y'all let us know. Again, Eric, thank you so much for coming. Let's tell the people. See you later.
Yeah.
Welcome. Bye, guys. We'll talk to you later.